It was remarkable, he thought. He had encountered various prostitutes on his visits to the city. They had all accosted him as he travelled through the streets. He had always tried to show kindness to them without encouraging their desires for either flesh or money. But this young woman sitting opposite him did not seem to fit their type. She seemed quite lost in her surroundings, yet painfully resigned to them. Her eyes showed no hint of greed or lust. Rather, they seemed filled with an infinite sadness and a dullness that he imagined had been caused by years of spiritual destruction. She looked as though her very soul had been chipped away, piece by piece. It grieved him on a level deeper than intellect, deeper than expression. He longed to ask her what had brought her to this horrid place, for now as he looked around him he could see the signs of her trade in the dingy light. Dare he ask? He had already been so bold as to converse alone with her. In fact, he had already been so bold as to enter this place, suspecting as he had that it might be a place of unseemly activity. She looked at him almost questioningly. It occurred to him that perhaps there wasn't anyone she could truly converse with. To remain and converse further would surely go against decorum and decency, especially considering his own profession. But at that moment, he realized his own profession was worthless if he could walk away from her without another word, without allowing her the opportunity to speak with him, and without, perhaps, even uncovering an opportunity to help her. That being resolved in his mind, he still had no idea what to say next. So, he cleared his throat. Miss Ruby. He stood up and began searching the inner pocket of his jacket for something. After a moment, he pulled out a few coins and held them just in front of him. Well, then, I already gave some money to the gentleman downstairs, but you were expecting a customer, and therefore you would have received a gratuity. So, although I am not here for an appointment with you, please allow me to ensure that you will not suffer any loss due to my witless error. He extended his arm, offering the coins to Ruby. Oh, sir, oh no, I cannot accept that, not from you. Please, miss, I do not wish to create any difficulties for you, nor induce any suspicions from the person who runs this establishment. Ruby's expression altered instantly. A cold shiver swept through Henry at the depth of terror he saw in Ruby's eyes. It was almost as though he could hear her soul screaming,